And you're listening to WKNH Keene at 91.3 FM, streaming live at WKNH.org. And you're now listening to Let's Get Folked Up. My name is Thomas Clancy, and we've got Cowboy New England on the program tonight, who is also known as Jacob Neverla. How you doing today, Jake?
Pretty good. Happy to be here, Tommy.
Yeah, happy to have you. And now Jake is very familiar with me. He calls me Tommy. We go back a few years, went to high school together.
Oh, yeah.
Graduated in the same class over there in Amherst, New Hampshire. So, Hugin High!
Represent.
And Jake is a, Cowboy New England is a sort of a folk punk project, but Jake has some pretty extensive background in punk music, primarily.
Yep.
Phenomenal drummer, and as you'll see later on tonight, phenomenal songwriter. Jake, do you want to talk a little bit about your musical experience or your musical background?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I started playing drums, and that's really my primary thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, about 8 years ago, I guess, okay. I started learning to play the guitar, and you know, logical progression. You start learning to play the guitar, you want to write some songs, unless you're just into crazy metal shredding, which I'm not.
Yeah.
So, you know, spent a lot of years writing really crappy songs that I never showed anybody, and now I just show people the crappy songs that I write.
Well, they're not crappy. So. They're phenomenal. Please don't turn off your computers or radios or whatever. They're not crappy. they're really not. I don't allow crappy music on the show. But talk a little bit about your I don't know if they're your first band, but you were like what, 14 years old, playing in with a bunch of like 20 something.
Yeah, living in Little Rock, Arkansas, which had a really strong scene in like the early 2000s, like 2003, 2004, bands like Sufi Nun Squad, the Loiterers, down there. So yeah, I was, you know, 14, 15 years old, hanging out at shows. Just one random event led to another. Started playing this band called Uncalled For, rest in peace. But it was like me being 15 years old. I couldn't even drive. My parents were dropping me off at shows, you know, with my drum set in the minivan. Yeah, it was awesome. I don't know, sometimes my mom would be there knitting in the back, you know, because I wasn't allowed to be alone at these things, you know, because I was just a little kid. But yeah, and it just sort of started from there. Like, I had been doing theater, and then I joined a band, and I was like, whoa, this is what I'm meant to do, you know? So, sort of switched gears, and that's what I've been doing ever since, you know, playing drums, playing guitar. Moved up here a couple of years ago, summer 2005, and started playing music with people around here. And
Talk Box.
We have a member of the Talk Boxes here in the studio.
She's our guest photographer tonight, Amy Parker.
Yeah.
Also, went to high school with us, along with Karl Marx, who has been on the program, and he was the lead singer of the Talk Boxes.
He was. That was my first band. I got asked to join that band. Well, it wasn't called the Talk Boxes then, but the first day of high school in this state, I got approached by this kind of awkward, goofy-looking kid in a denim jacket. And she's like, hey, you play drums? You want to, like, jam sometime? And, that was Carl. And, you know, we still play together on occasion. He lives down in Boston now, but I've always enjoyed sitting down with him and playing some songs and hope to do more in the future. We've been talking about doing some kind of, like, a collaboration for a while. It has yet to actually happen, but we have some four-track recordings floating around to the two of us that we recorded a while ago that may one day see the light of day.
And now your main project is this band, the Asthmatics.
Yeah, I play drums in the Asthmatics, have been for about a year and a little more than a year now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
It's more of a harder...
Right, I mean, it's like a punk rock band with more focus, I guess, on the rock these days.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, we've been on tour, and it's a real project as opposed to me just sort of like a show, you know, occasionally, which is sweet. You know, like I really love playing with the Asthmatics, but I really like to just sort of go out and like just play the shows that I want to play with just me and not have to worry about anyone else.
Right.
And yeah, it's sort of a relief, you know. And but yeah, like the Asthmatics are great. Like we played Warped Tour last year and that was a blast. And just, we're making a new record in a few months. And yeah, just sort of trying to balance out the two. I play solo when I'm not playing with them.
All right. Well, let's get into the music. Now, your first track here is Lucero.
Yeah.
Silver.
Yeah, man. That is a band, let me tell you. First time I saw them, Against Me was opening for them. This is before Against Me got big. And, like, I never heard them before. And they absolutely changed my view on music forever. Okay. So, yeah, let's play
is that.
That's
all you have to say about this
track? That's all you need to say.
Okay. All right. It speaks for itself. Let's hear it.
Fall in love. And I'm too tired I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. Every time you need a friend. I saw two shooting stars last night. I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish you cared. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for New England. I'm just looking for another girl.
Brag there with A New England, and this song was chosen by you for you by our guest. It wasn't chosen
for
by
us
you.
By us.
It was chosen for you by Cowboy New England, or Jacob Neverla, our performer tonight. Would you like to say a little something about that song, Jake?
Billy Bragg's pretty sweet.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, yeah. Like, what else can you say? Bragg. I mean, he's Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
Before we continue, I do want to say a few things. First of all, if you'd like to call in, say hi, have a question for Jake or me or anyone who's here, then the number here is 358-TUNE, that's T-U-N-E, or 358-8863, and we are in New Hampshire, so the area code is 603. And if you would rather, I've never realized this before, I guess the station has an AOL Instant Messenger screen name. So if you want to send us an IM, it's the screen name is WKNH 913 FM. So I mean, pretty easy to remember if you know.
I'll put you guys on my buddy list.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you have a radio show.
Yeah. UNH. Yeah. WUNH. Every, when am I on?
Thursday
See,
morning. I remember.
Thursday morning, midnight to 2. Yeah. It is. It's a good time. I play songs
you
like what
title.
You've been hearing.
Title for your show?
Jake's Mountain Madness Extravaganza. Yeah,
it's quite the title.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention was if you're part of our Facebook group, you probably got the notice. If not, you should be. Look us up. Let's Get Folked Up. Just do a quick search on Facebook. Do it right now if you're not doing anything more important. basically I sent out an event invitation, and the event is next Friday night, March 27th at 7 p.m. in the Mabel Brown Room of the Student Center, here at Keene State. And, we're having a little benefit show called, the Grassroots Music Festival. And the show is benefiting this great organization, Global Grassroots. You can check them out at globalgrassroots.org. And what they do is they aim to educate and enable women who have been victims of genocide and conflict to launch their own ideas for social change in their communities. Great organization. Check them out. That's globalgrassroots.org. And now the show is free, but we strongly encourage that you donate something, preferably a little green, money, that is, not, you know. No, there will be T-shirts available.
Moving along.
There will be T-shirts that you will be able to purchase, and all proceeds will go to Global Grassroots. And now, as for the musical acts, we've got a pretty great lineup. We've got Frank Hoyer, who's coming here from Brooklyn, and he's great. Americana, blues, rock, folk, great stuff. You can check him out at myspace.com/Frank Hoyer. That's FRANKHOIER. And then we've got Lonesome Lake playing. They're local to Keene. They'll be on the program at the end of April. We've got the 123s, who are also local to Keene. They'll be on the program in April 9th. George Barber, actually he was our first performer on Let's Get Folked Up, and he was backing Girl and Piano last week on bass. But excellent, excellent thing he's got going on. Another local to Keene. All the rest are pretty much local to Keene. Tells Stories, a great folk duo who will be on the show sooner or later. Affirmative Jackson, another folk group from Keene. And then we've got, we're ending with Amargosa, who they're sort of an ambient rock act local to Brattleboro. But Carson Arnold, who is in the band, he works over at Turn It Up in Keene. Great band, all of them, great band. So definitely check that out. Free show, donations encouraged. But that's all I'll say about that right now. And let's just move on with Jake's list here. What do we got next?
Next we're going to hear from a band, I believe from San Francisco. The Devil Makes Three. Really, really awesome bluegrass band with a song called Old Number 7. This song goes out to the creepy guy who let us into the studio. I don't think he was supposed to be here. He sounded drunk. He couldn't find the lights.
Okay.
But, yeah, this song goes out to that guy.
So, yeah. Throw him under the bus.
Rocking out.
But thank you for letting us in.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels. Old number seven, Tennessee. You got me drinking in heaven, and angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven, and I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong. Oh, without doing wrong.
Drinking in heaven.
Wrong.
Drinking in heaven. I
miles to it start to grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through. So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps.
Drinking
to
in
the
heaven.
Fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the
seven.
Fiery deeps.
Drinking in heaven.
There's always other boys, you can make them like you.
There's always other boys.
And that was Neutral Milk Hotel with Holland, 1945. You're listening to Let's Get Folked Up. My name is Thomas Clancy, and that track was chosen for you by our guest tonight, Cowboy New England, also known as Jacob Neverla. And Jake, let's see, would you like to say a little bit about that and the previous song we heard, which was The Hold Steady with You Can Make Him Like You?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say, this record by Neutral Milk Hotel is probably, I don't know, probably one of my favorite all-time records, and it's really unfortunate that guy kind of disappeared and, like, doesn't make music anymore, because, the entire record is so sad, but, like, so well-written. I mean, it's mostly, I guess, about these, a year or so where he just, had a lot of dreams about, this family in the Holocaust, and like that's what most of the record is based on. Absolutely awesome, I'm sure.
Sex.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the Holocaust and sex obviously go hand in hand.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Like I just draw all kinds of connections.
That's about Anne Frank, right?
Yeah, yeah. And before that, we heard The Hold Steady, which is probably one of my all-time favorite bands. Something about Craig Finn. I don't know. He has this natural ability for sort of just speaking the minds and feelings of all the kids who've ever sort of been in like a scene, you know, and seeing like all the stuff that happens, the ups and downs, you know, the deaths and births, you know, that sort of happen in especially in the punk scene. And so that was off their second to last record, Boys and Girls in America.
Great album.
Their new record, Stay Positive, is absolutely tremendous. I think probably the best record that came out last year. And just a great storyteller and amazing band. And definitely worth checking out if you haven't seen or heard them before.
This next song.
Next, we have a track by Wingnut Dishwashers Union. Really, really awesome guy out of Brattleboro, Vermont. Pat the Bunny. He is probably one of the nicest folks you'll ever meet. Absolutely most down-to-earth guy. Runs Spare Change Records. Puts out records by Jerk Off, Jack Off, Frig Face, Michael Jordan Touchdown Pass, Fancy Pants and the Cell Phones before they broke up. You can still get their records from him. Just really, really awesome. This is his new project. He used to be known as Johnny Hobo and the Freight Trains. That was back when he did a lot of acid and was sad. And now he doesn't do acid anymore and he's happy. And these songs are Wingnut Dishwashers Union. And it's a lot about politics, but it's a lot about just sort of being a kid and feeling lost and spent a lot of time, you know, just trying to figure out what the hell you're doing with yourself. And this track is because just because it's called Just Because I Don't Say Anything Doesn't Mean I Have Nothing to Say. And it's not that long, but it really has a great feeling
something
to it.
To say.
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is something to say, even though he's got nothing to say. Whatever. Right. Let's just listen to
Let's play it.
I've never been ready before in my life. Tonight I'm an alley cat, yeah. More afraid of you than you are of me. But if you leave some food out on the porch, you might stay till there's nothing left to eat. I'd be sitting alone in a lunchroom in high school if I wasn't sitting alone at a punk show in Asheville. Hey, hey, hey. Tonight the upper left hand side of my chest has a hole as big as the one in my pockets. I might have kissed you wearing a bulletproof vest, but hell, you kiss like a rocket. I'd be a teenage virgin jerking off in my bedroom if I wasn't a 20-year-old virgin that didn't have a bedroom. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. Yeah.
sergeant said, would you like a soldier? He was undead. The scarlet coat, the big contact, and Mrs. McGrath, would you like that? With your 2x8 holding the A2RAU-RAU-RAU. With your 2x8 holding the A2RAU-RAU-RAU. Now Mrs. McGrath lived on the shore, and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship coming to the bay with her son from far away. Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Have you news of my son Ted? Is he living or is he dead? Is he too right for diddy, too right? Is he too right for diddy, too right? King Ted without any legs, and in their place he wouldn't. Kissed him a dozen times or two and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Now, were you drunk or were you blind when you left your 2 fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your 2 fine legs away? With a 2x8 holding it, yeah, 2x8 holding it, yeah, 2x8. Now I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my 2 fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my 2 fine legs away. I tell you, boy, the widow cried, your 2 fine legs were your mother's bride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all, why didn't you run from a cannonball? I do proclaim, live on the blood and the mother's pain. I'd rather have my son as he used to be than the king of America and his whole name. With a 2x8 holding a 2x8. With a 2x8 holding a 2x8. With a 2x8 holding a 2x8.
With some devils, I'm a bad girl with a hope for a better day. My laughter is spiced with mischief. I won't toss salt, kiss it up or pray. When you offer pink or blue, I'll take the blackest. When you offer only 2, I'll offer 3. When you point me in a direction, I'll run backwards. And at the border of utopia, I'll toast to anarchy. 'Cause fire and rock, I'm coming home to you. Well, I'm picking the bones out of my dinner stew. Open up the gates of hell and roll me through. Fire and rock, I'm coming home to you. I am a leader, but you will not follow me. I ain't no preacher, for I'm full of blasphemy. See you in hell, boys. See you in hell, boys.
Hey!
So you're saying Satan's army's rising up soon? Well, if it is, I'm the secretary of no state. Got wrenches, rocks, and bottles in my tool pouch. My desire is society's jail bait. 'Cause there's tons of guys I'm moping about the workday. Dimes by the dozens, their song weighs 1,000 pounds. But there's nothing like a lady with a buzz saw. I just might build your house, but I just might tear it down. 'Cause fire and rock, I'm coming home. Picking the bones out of my dinner stew. Open up the gates of hell and roll me through. Fire and rock, I'm coming home to you. I am a leader, but you will not follow me. I ain't no preacher, for I'm full of blasphemy. See you in hell, boys. See you in hell, boys. Yes, barkeeper. Recruit your rebel children. There ain't no use in locking doors. There's one of me in every home. With mud on my boots and blood on my jeans, I'll take those pretty dresses, tear them at the seams. Roll me through the gates of hell, ah, please, and I'll be back in your daughter's dreams. I am a leader, but you will not follow me. I ain't no preacher, for I'm full of blasphemy. See you in hell, boys. See you in hell. See you in hell, boys. See you in hell. See you in hell, boys.
And that was Peterson. Peterson. All right. Well, can't read your handwriting. Jake Neverla. Chose that. Jake Neverla, Cowboy New England. He's performing on the show tonight. Is there something you'd like? What was that track called?
That was Roll Me Through the Gates of Hell.
Okay.
Off the Bacchanal EP, one of his first releases.
All right. Great stuff. Would you like to say a little about it? Or?
Eric Peterson, I think it's like a new age Bob Dylan, really. I mean, he's tremendous singer and songwriter, plays in the band Mischief Brew, also does his own solo
All
stuff.
Right.
I still have yet to see him live, but that's one of my goals, is to see him over the next year. Great guy, great songwriter, yeah.
All right.
And before that, we heard a track off of Bruce Springsteen's Seeger Sessions that was Mrs. McGrath, traditional song that was done by Pete Seeger and then redone by Bruce Springsteen for that record. And coming up next, we got a track by The Weaker Thens off of their 2007 release, Reunion Tour. It's a song called Sun in an Empty Room. I can honestly say The Weaker Thens are my favorite band in the world, period. Mm-hmm. And this is probably one of my favorite songs by them ever. And they are absolutely amazing. Great songwriters. And check it out.
All right, here it is, Sun in an Empty Room by The Weaker Thens.
Now that the furniture
things we need to say.
Next is
Defiance, Ohio's
hey
next.
Hey, Kathleen, are you hungry?
Yes.
You like to say
a little something. I saw Defiance, Ohio in 2004, and the only thing I knew about them was somebody told me they kind of sounded like Against Me, and I saw them, and they blew me away. And they have every single time I've seen them since then, and they're a great band, great work ethic, really nice people. And this is off their first full length, I believe, which you can download for free from their website.
And
check it out.
Hey, Kathleen, are you hungry? By Defiance, Ohio.
Are you angry? Are you searching for the better life to live? Are you waiting? Have you been waiting too long? What holds us back in half the world? The bridge is too right now. You're probably just what I need. I can't.
And you just heard Jawbreaker, and what was that track, Jake?
That song was called Oyster, okay. Off of Dear You. Their final release before Jawbreaker broke up. Blake Schwarzenbach, of course, went on to form Jets to Brazil, who also broke up and is now playing in Thorns of Life, which is pretty much the most hyped band with no CD ever to exist. Like, they've been playing shows for less than a year, and it's like the huge buzzword, mostly because a lot of 20 something hipsters with beards have Jawbreaker tattoos somewhere on their body. You know, because from about 1992 to 94, everybody who wasn't listening to Nirvana was listening to Jawbreaker. So I mean, that was one of those CDs that I heard and I was just like, whoa, this makes sense. Blake Schwarzenbach, totally the man, great songwriter. Glad he's still playing music. Also, a really good English professor, from what I've heard. So he teaches at
NYU.
No, Hunter College. And sort of out of curiosity, and because I'm a blatant fanboy, I went to that rateyourprofessor.com and, looked him up. And his, it's all phenomenal. Like, everybody loves him. They say he's just, a really awesome, intelligent guy. And yeah. I was like, well, this is cool, but also not cool, because I'm looking up Blake Schwarzenbach on RateMyProfessor.com. Anyway, enough about my stupid fanboyism. Yeah. Next, we're going to hear a track by the Silver Jews off their first record, Smith & Jones. The Silver Jews are one of those bands that I hear, especially this record, American Water. It's a very personal record for me. I hear this record and it sort of brings back a lot of memories from various things. And awesome band. Unfortunately, broke up.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Dave Berman pursuing other things. I don't know.
Dave Berman announced that his father was.
Yeah,
this,
I saw that. That was ridiculous.
Lobbyist, or not lobbyist, but lawyer for all these corporations.
Yeah, he's the devil, basically. And the whole reason Dave Berman does what he does is to counteract the evil that his father's brought into the world. Yeah, I was just, wow, it just absolutely blew me away to learn that. The documentary about them going to play in Israel was awesome. Rebel Jew, I think it was called. I saw it not too long ago. The first time they ever went on tour was in 2005. They'd never toured before or played live. They'd just done records. And to be a huge band, your first show, I can only imagine what that would be like. You know, especially in Israel, being the Silver Jews. I mean, whoa. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
They're a great performer.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to see them.
I never got to see them.
A few months before they broke up.
Yeah,
but just in case you're just tuning in now, you're listening to WKNH at 91.3 FM, streaming live at WKNH.org. My name is Thomas Clancy, and you're listening to Let's Get Folked Up. We've got Jacob Nevrela, also known as Cowboy New England, on the show tonight, and he will be playing a set within, the next 20 minutes.
Some not very long amount of time, yeah.
We've got a few more songs on his guest DJ list to play. In case you're wondering, the number here is 358 Tune or 358-8863, area code 603. So give us a call if you would like to, if you have any questions for Jake or anything at all to say. And in case you're into Instant Messenger, you can shoot us an IM on AOL Instant Messenger, screen name WKNH913FM. So, as Jake said before, this next track is the Silver Jews off American Water. What track was it?
This is Smith & Jones.
Smith & Jones, and here it is.
Hitchhike away from Odessa to Houston. And when they turn on the chair, something's added to the air. When they turn on the chair, something's added to the air. Forever to the air. Forever Smith and Jones. Forever together.
As I was walking through a life one morning, the sun was out, the air was warm, but oh, 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 I was cold. And though I must have looked a half a person, to tell the tale in my own version, it was oh, oh, only then that I felt whole.
Latest in a grand tradition, but oh, 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 what did we? future. Won't anybody hear? Just let you disappear. Not doctors, nor your mom and dad, but me and Mia, Ann and Anna, know how hard you try. Don't you see it in my eyes? Sick to death of my dependence, fighting food to find transcendence, fighting to survive. More dead but more alive. Cigarettes and speed for living, sleeping pills to feel forgiven. All that you can try and all that you're deprived. All the bourgeois social angel telling you you've got to change. Don't have any idea, they'll never see so clear. But don't forget.
And that was Ted Leo.
And the Pharmacists.
Thank you, Jay. With, what was that track?
That was Me and Mia off of Shake the Sheets.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was chosen for you once again by our guest tonight, Cowboy New England, or Jake Neverla, as he's more commonly known.
Only my mother calls me that.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, cowboy.
Yeah, cowboy. Yeah, so next we're going to hear a track by the Avett Brothers out of North Carolina. Band I got turned on to not too long ago by my girlfriend, and they're awesome. This is off of their CD Mignonette with a track called Pretty Girl from Cedar Lane. Great bluegrass sort of folky band. And then after that, we're going to hear Armageddon by Against Me off of the solo EP. Son, you don't really hear around much. Like, it only came out on, like, one version of the acoustic EP, so it's sort of rare. But it's definitely one of my favorite Against Me songs. And, to both these bands have been a fairly large influence on me, especially Against Me. The first time I heard Reinventing Axl Rose, my life changed as far as music. Like, I just sat down and was like, oh my God, you know. And in spite of all the other stuff Against Me has done, I still stand by them because, I mean, you know, you can't fault anybody for experimenting and trying new things, sort of getting outside of the norm that's been established, especially in the punk scene. Like, a lot of people frown on, you know, making it big, but whatever. I don't like being poor. They don't like being poor. They're not poor anymore. Good for them. So, yeah, those are my last two songs, and I'm going to go and play a set.
Jake's going to get it set up right now. You can always call in throughout his set. He won't be able to talk to you, but I will, and I can pass anything along to him. Number here is 603-358-8863 or 358-TUNE. You can shoot us an IM on AOL Instant Messenger, WKNH 91.3 FM. That's our screen name on there. I didn't know we had that until today. I just saw it was up. Someone left us online, so cool. anyway, here is, what do we got? The Avett Brothers with
Pretty Girl from Cedar Lane.
Pretty Girl from Cedar Lane. Let's hear it.
Thank you. and fought for a time on our feet, on wheels, and in the sky. You're still going, cause we'd die if we'd stay here. And those dying dreams will carry what's good and real and pure. And the rest can burn in hell. And the rest can burn.
All right, and that was Against Me with Armageddon, and that was the last track on Jake Neverla's guest DJ set. Jake Neverla is Durham-based cowboy New England, and he is about to play. So, Jake, very happy to have you on, and ready when you are.
All right, this first song is called Leader of Fools. I wrote it. I'm sitting in my dorm room one day watching the news and, saw something about, just another shooting at a college somewhere. I think it was in, Illinois. And it's just about, I don't know, just about the general lack of accountability that we have to each other. So, yeah, like I said, this is called Leader of Fools.
The poets, they cried, while the painters painted daggers cut through every numbered line. And the lovers lay intertwined in denial of their fate. Better to die together, so they say. And today I heard the names as they were called. No winners, no losers, just the wound and battle scarred. Infecting us with rage like the poison on the tip of a spear. What we don't kill with hate, we'll lose with fear. And a king in the land of the mindless is nothing more than a leader of fools. While the champion of the simple man does not hide, he just laughs at your flimsy disguise. And today we ran at everything we learned, waiting quietly in corners when until your back is turned. But no matter what you do, it will catch up with all of us in time. We've been trapped by our own design. And today we traded evidence for a lie. With the striking of the gavel, we will all be put on trial for the promises we made. And then turned our heads away, so who's to blame? All you have to do is fill in the name. A king in the land of the mindless is nothing more than a leader of fools. While the champion of a simple man does not hide, he just laughs at your flimsy disguise. And the king will command you obey his commands, while the idiot son sits his head in the sand and tries to unite. He just can't understand why nothing is going according to plan. But wait, don't you see he's got the devil in tow? Your heroes of smoke are all that you know. The truth lies frozen at 20 below. It's time for this leader of fools to go.
Let's see. This next song is called True Religion. It's the oldest song that I'm going to be playing here. I wrote it when I was 17 years old, sitting in a class in high school, not paying attention. And, I don't know. It's about what it's about. I can't even really explain it sometimes. I think it's just what you make of it.
Well,
looking for a companion of the company providing time. Instead I bought an orgasm that took me down 109. I met a sailor in Conway who could calm down his boat. He asked me for justice, I asked him for a toke. Well, 74 was an outrage, but Nixon's long since dead. The scam has been put to rest, boy, but now there's politicians in your bed. They're busy finding faults in the California desert sand. From a castle in the sky, they're all just waiting to shake your hand. Danger walks inside us, dressed up like another man. He tells us that we're dying and we cry just to break the silence. The dogs live in your houses and men out on the streets. Well, can you hear them shouting, boy? Oh, can you hear them weep? Where are you in all this mess of iron, dirt, and stone? Just waiting there on a crown of thorns that you can call your own. Well, I know that your mind is right, and I can see that your spirit is strong. I can feel your hands as they hold me now, but I know it won't last for long. And all these rules from Sunday school are printed on the cigarette face, but the killing and sinning, the lottery winning makes them seem out of place. The danger walks inside us, dressed up like another man. He tells us that we're dying and we try just to break the silence.
Moving right along. Let's see, this next song is called Benediction. I wrote it the day I graduated high school, and it's about all the people that you know kind of fading away. Yeah, I've never played this live before. Actually, there's a couple songs on here that I've never played live before. But this is an old song that's on my CD that I just never really seemed to play. And I wanted to play those tonight. So, yeah, here goes. Well, the seats are all empty, the parking lot deserted, and the people are packed up and gone home. The sun has set in the usual way. Takes refuge on the other side of the world, and the heavy equipment has cleared away any evidence that might have remained. Footprints and cigarettes left in the dirt, now covered with concrete and steel. And that picture of us on our last day together will soon be forgotten in a box somewhere, stuffed in a closet full of all the faces of the people that we used to know. And I hope someday that you'll think of me when you're standing in line to see your favorite band, or driving in your car out towards the sea, where the water will rise up and wash these souls away. Yeah, the water will rise up and souls away, wash these souls away. Put to work, put to rest, put away and put to death this benediction, this
this atheist prayer an affirmation of faith and the power of our will and our hope. We threw ourselves headlong against all preconceptions, what it means to live, what it means to be free, are just questions we left for scholars to ponder away. So I seal myself with all the times we had, memories of love lost, but then found again. Crumpled clothes on an apartment floor, a record we played till it's broken. And as I walked 1,000 miles in search of some kind of purpose, forgiveness or direction, the dirt on my clothes, the holes in my shoes somehow seemed justified. And then the water will rise, wash these souls away. Yeah, the water will rise up and wash these souls away. Wash these souls away.
Still moderately in tune. Alright.
Yeah. Great set so far. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Let's Get Folked Up. My name is Thomas Clancy, and you're hearing Cowboy New England perform right now. Durham-based musician Jacob Neverla. And I'd also like to give credit and thanks to our sort of guest photographer tonight, Amy Parker, who's in the studio, and our guest cinematographer, Charlotte Foley. Thank you very much for what you're doing right now. And thank you, Jake, for what you're doing right now. And let's hear more.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Tommy. Glad to be on. Let's see. This next song is another song that I've never played live. In fact, I couldn't really remember the words that well earlier when I was playing it. So we'll see how it goes. It's called Lonesome Star, and it's like an old-style song about, you know, being lonesome and so forth. Here it goes. These last few nights I can't seem to fall asleep. The fan spins overhead, shadows encircle me, and I close my eyes. The world will rearrange and untangle itself till I see your face. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, that night we lay out underneath the stars. You said each one was a little piece of some poor broken heart. It goes through my mind 100 times or more. This hasn't been the same living here alone. And as I wander since you've been gone, yeah, I got a lonesome star to call my own. See it shining among all those broken hearts, each one wishing for a girl, each one a lonesome star. Drive for miles on that empty interstate, but 40 West, yeah, just can't help me escape.
it goes through my mind 100 times or more. Just hasn't been the same living here alone. And as I wander since you've been gone, yeah, I got a lonesome star to call my own. See it shining among all those broken hearts, and each one wishing for a girl, each one a lonesome star, my lonesome star, my lonesome star.
All right, let's see. This next one is brand new. I just wrote it, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. All right. It's called The Greatest Story, and it's about how people beat the crap out of each other while they fall in love. Scars we earned from how we lived, hidden constellations that I traced across your skin. Chapters in the greatest story I'd ever read. You were an author, writing poetry. Turn the page and tear it out. The space between the lines is the space between us now. So draw yourself in blue and gray, a portrait by the riverside, a watercolor beauty from 1948. Now forever waiting there behind the glass, speaking louder than 1,000 words that wouldn't last. Broken fingers painted broken pictures of the past. You were an artist making a masterpiece. And this heart is on fire like a nation at war. You're the eye of this storm. Yeah. Man, I tell you, it's weird playing to the screen here, the window. It's the first time I ever played by myself on the radio. But yeah, cool. Having a good time. Thanks again for Tommy to having me in here. That song was called The Greatest Story. I'm gonna play a couple more new ones. Assuming I'm still in tune. Alright, cool. Yeah, the song's called Present Tense. It's about waking up in the morning and being like, uh-oh, I got an answer to somebody, because stuff happened. You know, I mean, I've been there. I don't know if anybody else has, but yeah, here's a song. ¶¶
is over and we're waking up to all the promises we've made about what this will mean. I'm putting on my shoes and I'm stepping over the glass on the floor of your room. The sun's coming up and the hallway is a graveyard of everything we said and the silence in between. I'm here in present tense, but I'll just call it tension, and I think you feel it too. Stuff's weird between me and you. And when the night is over and there's nothing more that's standing in the way of our second guessing game, well, I'm making stupid jokes like a kid in high school, still just as lame as they used to be. Well, sleep it off and start things over, but I know I just end up right back here again. Are we losing touch or just getting sober enough for a new point of view? Yeah, it's true. Stuff's weird between me and you.
I got a couple more, a few more. Man, it's hot in here. The door's open, fan's not on, but it's hot. Let's see. Next, another one. It's going to be on my new CD. Hopefully I'm going to be recording at some point soon. Hopefully when I get a chance. Seems like I end up recording all my records in the summer when it's absolutely as hot as possible in the room that I record in. And, I don't know. It adds a very sweaty quality to everything I do, which is gross. So
then it's appropriate that it's hot in there.
Right?
And then it's appropriate that it's hot in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but it's not helping the fact that I'm sweaty and thirsty.
Yeah.
But anyhow, yeah, this song's called Leaving Carolina, and I wrote it towards the end of the summer about... it's about a lot of stuff that was going on, mostly about sort of being far away from people. That's sort of an underlying theme that's going to be going on in the next record. From what I've seen, it's sort of emerging as I put together songs. Lots of stuff about distance, because I don't know, like, you write about what's going on, and what's going on a lot is distance between people, and I see it all the time, and... Like, you can be really close to a lot of people, but at the same time be a million miles away. And, yeah, it's sort of what this is about. So, yeah, this song's called Leaving Carolina.
We were cradled here in Red Carolina. Of our mother's father's sons. We were older then, but those times have been forgotten. Ran like children when we heard the war begun. And this old town should have been just the beginning. But if you linger, it could well be the end. There's a brand new smiling face for your electric dreams. The weight's there on a table by the bed. So pack your bags and don't look back.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Let's Get Folked Up. My name is Thomas Clancy, and Cowboy New England is performing tonight, right now, as we speak. Well, he was, and he's going to continue for a few more minutes, right? You got some more stuff.
Yeah, I got a couple more.
All right. And Cowboy New England is Durham-based musician Jacob Nevrula. Jake, do you have any, do you want to talk about your album or anything, or your other, music project, The Asthmatics? Or
yeah, I mean, I have a CD, you can download it for free, I don't know, it doesn't cost me anything to make music at this point, so I don't think it should really cost people anything to enjoy that music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not at the point where I'm going to be making a living off of playing music anytime soon. So, yeah, like, look it up on MySpace. Everybody's, you know.
You've got a link
all
to...
All the bands are on MySpace.
You've got a link to your, to Cowboy New England, or on to your album on your MySpace, correct?
No, but if you send me like a message or leave me a comment, okay. I can.
I'll send the link out to
right.
A,
I mean,
in a
like
group
it's,
message.
It's a hosted on my school server, so right. You just download it, and the whole record's there.
Okay.
I recorded that last summer. It's sort of a compilation of songs that I've written between, like, the beginning of, you know, my senior year of high school and like a few days before I recorded the record last summer. So, yeah. It's almost like a singles collection, I guess, from the beginning parts of my songwriting.
It flows pretty well, though.
Well, I mean, it's got a good.
Is there a title to the album?
It's called "Somewhere Between Futures Past."
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send that out if you're any listeners who are on the Facebook group. I'll send out a link to that.
Yeah.
And Do you want to talk about, I don't know, upcoming shows or anything you're doing with the Asthmatics?
Yeah, the Asthmatics have a couple of shows coming up. I don't personally. I've sort of balanced this with playing with the Asthmatics because that's sort of a sort of full-time gig. But yeah, we're playing a show April 10th in Milford and then a show the next weekend, a house show in, I believe, in Derry. But the Asthmatics are on MySpace online, too. If you just Google search the Asthmatics, you'll...
Okay, the Asthmatic. Yeah, you'll Asthmatic see Asthmatic as in someone with asthma.
Yeah, yeah. Actually... None of us have asthma. If anybody asks, Bonnie will get pissed.
And there, what's your? Do you know your MySpace address?
Yeah, it's just Cowboy New England.
MySpace.com/CowboyNewEngland, and then for the Asthmatics, MySpace.com/TheAsthmatics. So should be pretty easy to find, and then there's a link on our the show's MySpace and Facebook group for Cowboy New England, and I'll send that link for the album out. Let's continue on. Here's some few more songs before.
Yeah, I got let's see. I got one more. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Unless I can think of another one to play between now and then.
You can always play a cover.
All right. Man.
You were playing a cover earlier. In soundtrack. You were playing a cover earlier.
Yeah, but what you didn't hear was I only played half of it because I don't remember the other words. But yeah, I'll see if I can... I'll think of a cover while I'm playing this song. I can multitask, what you not believe. So, yeah, this song's called Innocence Lost. It's about the end of the world. I used to play this song in a band I was in. I don't know if I should drop the name or not. But, yeah. This is sort of a different version, but still generally the same song. And like I said, Innocence Lost, Cowboy New England is the name for these songs, which I am playing for you now. All right, let's get to it.
Other clothes and washes it began. Heard it rolling in like thunder. It's an apocalypse unplanned. Just a meltdown strung out. Fatal disposition off the map, off the scale, out of hand. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. All innocence lost. Take warning. The air is siren sound. Yeah, it's coming down. Foundation started falling when integrity was lost. Prefab institution keeping everything at cost. Ambition decomposing at least all we got. Tank on empty battery, dead engine shot. It's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down. All innocence lost, take warning. The air is siren sound. It's coming down. Followed through, no time for speculation. Feeling sorry for myself, I'm losing concentration. So I set it all aside and drive out to the overlook tonight to watch it coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. All innocence lost, take warning. The air is siren sounds. Yeah, it's coming down.
All right, let's see. I got time for one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I don't know, there's crazy lights going on in the other room.
It's, that just means I'm on the mic.
Oh, okay, nice.
Like a little stoplight, a slow light.
It's freaking me out a little bit. All right, Cool. This is a, I hope I remember all the words. All right. This is an old Crow Medicine Show song, originally written partly by Bob Dylan.
Well, I was heading down south to the land of the pines. I was thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road. Pray to God I see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast in 17 hours. I'm picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. I'm hoping for Raleigh so I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, every way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Well, I was running from the cold up in New England. I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string. My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Well, the North Country winners keep forgetting me. Now I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and leave. But I ain't turning back to living this old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. A nice long toke, but he headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. Well, I gotta get a move on. If the sun, I hear my baby calling my name. I know she's the only one, and if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
Thank you, Jake. Everyone, that was Jake Nevrila, also known as Cowboy New England, when he's performing. And you've been listening to Let's Get Folked Up. That was a great finale, and it was great to have you on, Jake.
Thanks, Tommy.
You can check him out at myspace.com/cowboynewengland. And I'll be sending out a link on Facebook for all those in the group. I'll probably just post it right on the group, of link to his album, which is you can download for free. The album's called
Somewhere Between Futures Past.
Okay. Somewhere Between Futures Past. I usually close the show. Thanks again, Jake. I usually close the show by playing a song from next week's artist. But at this point, we actually don't know who that's going to be. We were supposed to have Abstract Giraffes on, who actually aren't a folk act, but they're good friends of mine, and they were on the show a few months ago, just talking, discussing back before it turned into what it is. So now, I mean, we're looking at a few options. Possibly George Barber will return. Possibly tell stories, possibly someone else. But I'll keep you posted there on the MySpace and the Facebook. And yeah, I'm going to just actually turn it over to our radio robot here, our automation, and it'll play some, you know, possibly a good song, possibly a crappy pop song, better, you know, it's 50-50 chance either way. But thank you very much for tuning in, and definitely tune in next week, same time, to hear someone who is of right now, we don't know, it's to be announced, but the anticipation should keep you on the edge of your seat. I'm sure you'll be checking the MySpace every day and the Facebook group as well, but definitely don't panic. I'll have something for you. But anyway, on to automation. My name is Thomas Clancy, and you've been listening to Let's Get Folked Up, and now hopefully you're thoroughly folked up and ready to have a great Thursday night. Good night, everyone.